In the lunchtime edition, the agriculture minister Indah Weir warns the global tariff war could have major implications for Barbados and the rest of the region and could drive up prices. Relatives and neighbors of Barbados's latest homicide victim urge action to quell the gun violence. A 32-year-old man remanded on 20 charges of theft and criminal damage. That 6-year-old boy hit and injured by a car, now back home and resting. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Barbados's Agriculture Minister Indah Weir warns that the developing global trade war triggered by the Trump administration tariffs could have significant implications for Barbados and the rest of the Caribbean. He says it could drive up prices.
Well, increasing prices would be inevitable. Shipments that come from China, for example, sometimes got to pass through the U.S. There are occasions when they don't, but many of the things that are manufactured in China are sold in the U.S. That's one. That's a given. And those will have price implications. Equally, this starts now. Look at the relationship with the U.S. and Mexico. A lot of the food that is consumed in the U.S. comes out of Mexico as well. A lot of the manufactured products that come out of the U.S. come from primary produce out of Mexico. Implications are severe if these things are allowed to escalate. And I'm saying that we shouldn't wait for them to escalate for us to make decisions.
Mr. Weir believes the matter should be given priority at this month's CARICOM Heads of Government Conference in Barbados. And he also urges regional governments to intensify collaboration in food production, a strategy Barbados has been pushing.
I think we can produce more than enough of our food. That has been proven. Our prices are not always in line with how it can be produced on first world countries, but we can do a lot better. And I feel that now is the time for us to look at how we can leverage those opportunities between CARICOM member states and below the CSME.
Minister of Agriculture and Food Security Indah Weir. Vauxhall Christchurch residents want more done to quell the gun violence. This follows the latest fatal shooting. 43-year-old Rommel Cattle was shot and killed early this morning at 2nd Avenue, Vauxhall, Christchurch. His cousin, Julian Trotman, tells Starcom Network News he heard at least 6 shots and one of the injured men cried out for help.
The guy that loses his life is a cousin of mine, right? I heard this morning about around 1:15, 1:30, heard about 6 shots. And I said, well, look, the way all these sound, they're very close to me, right? So then I made my checks and such, like, I didn't see or hear any vehicles or any movement about the place or anything, so. And after I came out, then I heard one of the guys saying, somebody help me. I get hit, I get through to my back, and I bleeding out, right? And I ask him that somebody come and stop the bleeding. So then he came out and I tell him, no, you're bleeding out. You just shot, right? And the police was called and everything.
Another resident voiced concern about the level of gun violence in the country. We have disguised his voice at his request.
I wonder why anybody would do such a thing to him, but as far as I'm hearing, like it wasn't him really, but he was at the wrong place at the wrong time. But I'm hoping though that, right, this gun violence is really getting out of hand, and I really think that something needs to be done about it. It is really out of hand, and the government, and not only the government alone, but all of us have to come together as the communities and as one Barbados to try to wrestle this gun violence to the ground.
A resident of Vauxhall, Christchurch, in the lunchtime edition.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News comes to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL, always there when you need us most.
When it comes to those you love, the ICBL Sapphire Endowment Plan is today's gift for the future. It's the life policy that gives you extended terms and game-changing valuable options. With returns set up to 5%, this policy is the stepping stone to a solid financial future, giving you benefits while you live. Visit ICBL.com or call us today to learn how our Sapphire Endowment Plan can give you an extra cushion to build a brighter future for those you love. It's a cut above the rest. Special conditions apply. ICBL, always there when you need us most.
Thirty-two-year-old Malcolm Roberts of Three Valley Christchurch has been remanded to Dodds Prison after pleading guilty to more than 20 charges of criminal damage and theft. The robberies occurred between January 16th and January 22nd of this year, where Roberts allegedly broke the right side triangle window of several vehicles and stole items ranging from cash and jewelry to electronics, perfumes, and even sunglasses. Roberts pleaded guilty to all charges before Magistrate Deirdre McKenna in the Oystens Magistrate's Court and was remanded until March 4th. Now, the six-year-old primary school boy who was struck by a vehicle on Monday while crossing the road at President Kennedy Drive has been released from hospital and is back at his Richmond Gap home. Dakari Edwin, a pupil of the Westbury Primary School, still has some minor pains, but his mother, Natasha Martindale, tells Starcom Network News that while she's thankful her son is alive, she holds no animosity towards the driver who hit him.
I'm grateful that he's home, but he still has a little few aches and pains, like in the back and the head mainly. But otherwise, he's talking, he's eating, he's fighting it. I'm still handling it, even when I see like a picture alone, because I haven't watched the video as yet. I ain't ready to watch it, but pictures have still got me in tears. But I'm thankful it did not turn whole. It looks. My son got life, so that's the most thankful thing. I know the driver too might be a little shaken up. I can't hold that against him.
Natasha Martindale, mother of six-year-old Dakari Edwin. Meanwhile, the head teacher of Westby Primary, Rosalind Giddens, tells Starcom Network News, the entire school was left shaken by the incident. They're still receiving counseling.
The children are asking about him. The teachers are asking about him. Some of the children were very upset, and the Ministry of Education offered counseling for them to help them cope with the experience, because some of them actually saw the video of the accident. But we've been getting a lot of support and calls from well-wishers inquiring about how he's doing, and we will provide counseling for him and his siblings who also attend the school when they return to school.
The head teacher of Westbury Primary School, Rosalind Giddens. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, staff in Barbados and around the world will be placed on administrative leave Friday and ordered to return to the U.S. That's according to a directive issued last night. The Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, has become the first major national security agency to offer so-called buyouts to its entire workforce, part of President Donald Trump's broad effort to shrink federal government and shape it to his agenda. Meantime, President Trump says the U.S. will take ownership of the Gaza Strip. He made the announcement in a joint news conference with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. Our top stories. The agriculture minister, Indah Weir, warns the global trade war could have major implications for Barbados and the rest of the region and could drive up prices. He urges intensified efforts towards self-sufficiency in food production. Relatives and neighbors of Barbados's latest homicide victim urge action to quell the gun violence. A 32-year-old man remanded on 20 charges of theft and criminal damage. More than 20, in fact. The six-year-old schoolboy hit and injured by a car in a closely followed case has been released from hospital and is back at home resting. The Trump administration starts dismantling U.S. aid, ordering all workers in Barbados and elsewhere around the world to return to the U.S. All CIA employees offered separation packages, and President Trump announces the U.S. plans to take ownership of the Gaza Strip. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you so much, Stetson. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp admin to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.